You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jam.
We're giving away free fall cash. $1,000 could be yours and $500 in gas as well. All you got to do is keep listening to the morning grind. Your shot is coming up sooner than you think. Record-breaking heat has arrived to the town. The daytime highs will reach the upper 90s over the next couple of days. Sunny and very hot temperatures reaching record levels expected, so don't cut your AC off just yet. And you know, we're entering the time of year where you don't know if you need your AC on or not. Well, I tell you what, we might have to cut that AC off a little later on in the week because it's a big drop of temperatures arriving later on with highs in the 60s by Thursday. What? And then a strong fall front arrives Wednesday and brings a small chance of rain as we enter the weekend. All this is telling me is that by next week, everybody's going to be sick.
What? And you got to be kidding me.
Coming up in the shade, I tell you which powerful celebrity has actually never read a book. The answer might not shock you. You'll find out who it is coming up in 12 minutes on The Morning Grind.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Right now, you are clear and cool at 83 in KCK.
You know, I was telling him that I've read a book at least 100 times. And Ye was telling me that he hasn't read this book, but I was telling him that.
Also, when you said I hadn't read this book, I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts for me. And talking is like getting the Giorgio Baldi corn ravioli. Yeah. Like a good conversation.
That was the voice of Kanye West saying that he has never read a book. All right, so honesty time here. I just started getting into books literally this year. Before this year, I had that same mindset. And my reason was because it's just reading the books just did nothing for me. I had to read it over and over and over. And I would never really get the message that the book was trying to convey. However, audiobooks changed my life. So perhaps you are like Kanye West and you're not into reading books. But that doesn't mean that you still can't take in the information from them books. There's another way, baby. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Not that we want to do that, because we don't. But y'all get what I'm saying. If you're not into books, though, get those audiobooks. It could change your life because it's certainly done that for me. This past weekend, August Alsina took to Twitter to reveal that he was sucker punched by Tory Lanez. He posted a picture of himself with blood running down his mouth. And according to TMZ, the altercation went down Saturday. He claimed that Tory and some of his goons approached him as he was leaving the show in Chicago. August said that Tory wanted to know why he didn't dap him up in the past. August told him it was because Tory took a few shots at him a few years back when he spoke on his entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith. So he figured Tory didn't like him and then felt like it was necessary to act like they were cool. This is when August claims that Tory took a hit from a blunt and then sucker punched him as he was trying to leave. August said Tory then ran off. August claims Tory's crew got the entire altercation on camera and told him to release the footage. And Tory Lanez released a statement claiming that the incident never happened and he was in the studio all night. Now, if this happened, you already know TMZ is going to have their hands all over it. And everybody's gonna see this footage. I'm sure we'll be talking about this later on during the week.
Nip had no ego. Nip came to me and said, I want you to mentor me. You know, I want to get into real estate. I want you to teach me all your, you know what I mean, like your business secrets. You know what I'm saying? I was like, whenever you got questions, pull up. And then on his last album, people do not know this. Somebody tried to jerk me, but I fixed it. I actually am one of the executive producers of Nipsey Hussle's last album.
Victory Lap.
Yeah, Victory Lap. So a lot of people don't know this. We got them to change it in Wikipedia. Somebody over at the label tried to leave my name out, but he came to me and said, I want you to be a part of helping me finish up this album. And so I was a part of not just the records I was on with him on his last album. He was like, yo, I'm a big fan of like Life After Death. I know you got like that vibe, but I'm bringing like that vibe. Like my stuff, it has a West Coast sound, but it also has a bad boy sound. So I felt like, yo, I really need you to come and help me out with this. So that's why I have so much footage of us in the studio, because like the last 5 days of him finishing the album, he came to me and said, would you come on as one of the executive producers? We had just started really getting extra close and tight. And then, you know, everything happened.
I don't know, man. I might have to call cap on that.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Because why is this the first time we've been hearing about this? I don't know, man. I'm skeptical.
You're a lying sack of
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job.
motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Focus on the creation of real value, lasting goodness, kindness, fulfillment, and love. Turn your attention away from the petty, foolish distractions that generate so much empty noise. Seek to gain wisdom, understanding, and deeper connection with every interaction. Resist the temptation to engage in drama and conflict. Every other person you come into contact with is unique, and at the same time, more similar to you than different. Respect that beautiful, valuable combination of diversity and kinship, and utilize it for the benefit of all. Fill your mind with thoughts of positive possibilities. Fill your hours with generous and rewarding effort. You have a deep and abiding interest in the deep and abiding interests of everyone else. What advances life as a whole advances your life as well. Use this day and every day to live as a force for good. It is your opportunity and your obligation to yourself and to all of which you're a part. Growth looks good on you. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep with Lauren. Going up around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you can be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus.
Today, look for highs in the upper 90s. Sunny skies right now, you're clear 78 in Olathe. And this week's feature school is Eisenhower Middle School in KCK. Today's teacher today is Mr. Joshua English, who teaches sixth grade math. This is third year in education. His reason for being a teacher is the joy of helping kids reach and achieve their goals. Favorite quote to his students, when you get, give. When you learn, teach. Absolutely pay it forward. I like that. And Mr. English likes to get up and go to that Commonwealth from Peasy. I ain't mad at him. Mr. Joshua English, take a bow. You are today's Morning Grind Teacher of the Day. Always taking the time to salute our educators, providing a future for our youth on the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Of course, it is Mayor Lucas Monday. And Mayor Lester Holt and the nightly NBC News team did a special piece about KC Mo traffic, calming street art. Got KC looking real good nationally, Mayor Lucas on NBC with Lester Holt.
Yeah, we were looking good all week last week, football game, and then the next night as we talked about this issue. The big project is trying to calm our streets, make sure folks are staying safer, eliminating pedestrian fatalities. But an added addition is our ability to incorporate art from our community, from the people of our city. So when you see a big infrastructure project, it's not just a bunch of gray. It's not just something that tells you you don't belong. It's instead something that always has your community representation.
Mayor Lucas, hold tight with me coming up when we come back with you at 7:39 on Mayor Lucas Monday. There was a police captain in Kansas charged with six counts of related to rape. I want to ask you about your thoughts and some concerns I have about our community coming up on the Morning Grind.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s, summer-like conditions. Right now, you are clear 75. And Olathe, 50 Cent Sue plastic surgeon Angela Kogan and her business Perfection Plastic Surgery and Men's Spa for posting an old photo of them together, leading people to believe that he went under the knife for member enhancement surgery.
Oh, I'm going to fix him. I am going to fix him.
50 denies ever going under the knife and wants Kogan's team to stop sharing the photo. In the suit, he claims the pic is exposing him to ridicule, damaging his professional and personal reputation, and violating his rights to control his name and image. Yikes. In other news, 50 has announced that his partnership with Starz has ended. What? He posted via Instagram, "This is my vibe right now. Starz deal done. We had nothing but success, so no hard feelings. I'm out. I'll let you know where we are going shortly." End quote. I'm sure 50 the businessman got some type of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or something coming up soon. He always up to something. What if you was on the come up and you just so happened to diss one of the famous rappers that's out right now who might be one of your mentors now? Well, this is what happened with JT from the City Girls. Listen to her IG Live with Nicki Minaj.
It's like it's against me in the car when you was in the car. How did that song go? Rock that song right now.
My diss song is saying, wait, what did it say? Nicki can't rip no beat. She ain't even from the streets. So I was in my Jeep, my little
No, finish it. Keep it going.
Wait, I don't remember. I don't know. I scared. In my scammer days, I was just so mad. Like, I'm just so, I don't know why I was so mad.
I hope Lil Flip don't ever find none of my old disses I had against him when he was beefing with T.I. Alright, Ludacris' manager Shaka Zulu was arrested last week and charged with murder, according to Hip Hop DX. Wow. Zulu is also facing charges of aggravated assault, possession of a firearm during commission of a felony, and simple battery. The arrest was a result of a recent investigation of a shooting back in June where Zulu fired his gun while being attacked, fatally shooting one of his attackers. The altercation started after Zulu engaged in a verbal argument with four individuals. They allegedly tried to jump him prior to shots being fired. We'll keep you updated on this as the story progresses.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mayor Lucas Monday on the Morning Grind, and former KCKPD detective Roger Golubsky is facing federal civil rights charges, Mayor Lucas. So many disgusting details. Allegedly sexually assaulting vulnerable black girls as young as 13 and then offering drugs. How do we let this guy get in our community, Mayor Lucas? And how do we know that there aren't more detectives like this out there still doing this?
This is the importance, the vitality, the centrality of oversight and accountability. For the last several years, there have been folks who are asking for something very simple, which is just when something bad happens, when somebody says something bad happens, let's have a full and a fair and a free and impartial investigation. And we have seen too many organizations, too many politicians, particularly on the conservative line of the side, right, say, no, no, you can't do this. This is harming police, any number of issues. We need to have accountability, or else opportunities like this to try to get somebody will continue to take decades and generations. And my biggest question over in KCK is, how long did he harm others? How long did he offend? How many people did he hurt? How many people? And we all know this situation. How many people went through tough situations and said, I'm not going to tell anybody. I don't want to end up in more trouble. I don't want to end up under an investigation. I got enough problems with my life already. I don't need this layered on top of it. This is why we need accountability, or else there will be other Roger Golubskis who operate under the color of law and continue to harm, continue to offend, and largely oppress entire communities. It was an abomination. This needs to be fully and deeply investigated in Kansas City, Kansas, and it's something that calls for all of us region-wide to make sure that there is long-term accountability in our police departments, something that I'd argue we do not have in my city of Kansas City, not something that we have in enough of America's cities.
As housing options fluctuate, we can all agree that Kansas City needs more housing options. In response last week, there was a unanimous passage of the accessory dwelling unit ordinance. Can you talk more about that?
I absolutely can. I mean, this is something that folks may not know a lot about. They're called granny quarters, mother-in-law quarters sometimes. What it allows you to do on your property, and I know some of y'all got it, is to, and actually all throughout, particularly the east side, the older areas of the east side of Kansas City, you have these lots, drive down Benton, for example, drive down some of our other streets, where sometimes there's a garage still in the back. If you are able to fix up that garage, the question is, what can I ever have if I can do a second floor or even just fix it up without not putting a car in there? Can I put somebody else in there? Can I have my mother stay there? Can I have other families stay there? Can I have a kid who's coming back in stay there? And the answer is yes now under our law. This was something that in the 1950s and 60s they got rid of. So right now the only neighborhoods that tend to have them are neighborhoods west of Troost, Hyde Park, Brookside, Roanoke, all those types of places. To me, it's very important that we make this something equitable everywhere that allows people to have more people on their property. If you're looking to have multiple generations on your property, I know some people aren't, but for those who are, I think that's something that would help immensely. For somebody like me, right, who, you know, close to my mother, close to my family, have child care needs now, being able to actually use and utilize that space is something that will be helpful and reduce long-term costs so folks aren't just buying, you know, some new property outside of town or having to pay for an apartment at $1,100 a month every month.
At a rally alongside Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Derek Schmidt, the GOP nominee for governor in Kansas, promised to mimic DeSantis's policies in schools, such as enacting so-called Parents' Bill of Rights and barring transgender athletes from girls' sports. What are your thoughts on this?
I take this personally, actually. I mean, I think this is abysmal. And I think it is, if it's ever been clear why you cannot vote for, and I mind you, I'm a politician, so I'm going to say what I think, why one should not vote for Derek Schmidt. This is an example. I'm somebody who went to school. I went to private school. I went to a public school in central Kansas for a little while. I went to majority white schools for too much of my career. And as a black student sitting in that room, much like I imagine the situation for Hispanic students or gay students, having somebody marginalize you, ostracize you, and say your history isn't important is something that not only impacts their knowledge of history, but impacts their entire educational career. Telling them not to have confidence in who they are, telling them that the only way to live is to assimilate, telling them that their family's traditions are not important and central to our society. And for students that are from very large groups like black people in the United States, to have a governor candidate saying something like that to me is shameful. It is shameful that the Republican nominee in Kansas stood alongside Ron DeSantis, who right now I think is committing human trafficking and sending immigrants to different parts of the country as he picks. I think it is shameful that he has stood against black people, stood against Hispanics, stood against so many in our community who oftentimes aren't looking for anything like a hand up, right? They're just looking to be respected, looking to be mildly appreciated. For people to start doing that to 5 and 6 year olds is just beneath anything that dignifies respect.
Well, thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. We appreciate you. Have a good one. Be blessed.
All right. We'll see you, everybody. Go Chiefs.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you have drinking a La Marita since 2018, you could be eligible for compensation. I think that's how those commercials go. Was I right?
Hell no.
Probably not. Anheuser-Busch is settling a class action lawsuit associated with their Rita's line of drink, meaning if you ever had a Lima Rita, you may be eligible to file a claim. The lawsuit filed in Missouri alleges that the brewer advertised that the drink contains tequila or wine when they do not. Yeah, they got y'all, didn't they?
He owned that hen dog.
Anheuser-Busch denies any wrongdoing and settled the lawsuit. A court has not yet decided whether to approve the settlement, but you can start your claim now to receive settlement money if you're eligible. To be eligible, you need to have purchased any of the dozens of Rita brand products listed in the settlement in the U.S. from January 1st, 2018 through July 19, 2022. You can receive a partial refund of up to $9.75 without proof of purchase, but if you have a receipt, then you may get $21.75. Your refund total will depend on the product or products you purchase. The deadline to file a claim is December 16th. Now, in that time period, I know that the La Marita's was the hottest thing on the streets. I saw these cans everywhere at every barbecue and every cookout. So I know it's a lot of y'all out there that's going to want to get your ends back. But what if you only drink half of one? I think that's all I've drank of a La Marita, just a half of one. Can I get full compensation for that? I guess we'll find out, won't we?
We going to get me a drink.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Let's say happy birthday to our energetic, sensitive, and generous Virgos. Happy birthday, y'all.
You ain't never left.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Today is Jimmy Fallon's 48th birthday. Brent Fires, he turns 27. Pia Mia turns 26. Trae Young, basketball player for the Hawks, turns 24. Skepta, today is his 40th birthday. The legendary Nile Rodgers, today is his 70th birthday. Columbus Shore turns 40. Jay Electronica turns 45. That album never came out, did it? Journalist and producer Soledad O'Brien turns 56. And Sanaa Lathan turns 51 today. And of course, we got to bring it to the crib and say happy birthday to some of our folks in KC. Donald Tyrone, Morgan Garcia, Adia Boyd, happy birthday. Classy Alcine, Henry De La Cruz, Clarence Avant, happy birthday. Amy Long, Gloria Duncan, Tiffany C. Panay, happy birthday. Vico Flip and Felicia Hadley, happy birthday. And I need to say a special, special, special happy heavenly birthday to my second mother, Rosin Brooks. Oh, I love her so much. She changed my life forever. And happy birthday to all my other Virgos born on September 19th. Celebrate, turn up, it's your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Taryn.
Okay, Taryn, we see that you up. Let's get it in.
Do it again.
I get so high when I'm around you, baby. I can't touch the sky. You make my temperature rise.
Ew.
You know you making me high, baby, 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 baby.
Hey. You going to the We Outside Comedy Tour? That's happening. This coming up weekend, and your name is registered for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas. All right, Taryn?
Hey, what's up?
Tell the town what morning show is getting you up every day.
The Morning Grind.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash, $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars,
bills,
chasing dollar bills.
Drop it a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.